Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Leanne Ducat. Did I say Ducat? Is that right?
Leanne Ducat.
Ducat. All right, with the A, Ducat. I saw you holding a cat. Is that Ducat? Is that the name of the cat?
It's in my lap right now. I have to hold her or she'll be meowing through the whole broadcast.
Well, be careful. If they listen to me, they're going to start blaming cats next
for the
virus. You know, it's like the cats are always the one to take the brunt of it.
Well,
anyway,
I'm not eating cat soup, so we should be fine.
No, that's good. Yeah, stay away from cat soup. Listen, Informed Choice Connecticut, you're doing important work up there. And we reported on the 22-hour marathon session there, which was pretty impressive. A lot of good questions and interaction going back and forth. Yet at the same time, I think just today or yesterday, there's a committee that passed it out and said, yep, we're still going to violate religious liberty. Tell me what's going on in Connecticut.
Well, lots of things are happening, and thank you so much for bringing attention to the issue. We had a record-breaking public hearing. We had record-breaking numbers of attendees show up. We had amazing questions that were asked by friendly legislators as well as legislators who ended up voting against us in the end. It was very trying for us all to be there for that long, but we stood through because we knew what was important. And then yesterday, the Public Health Committee held their first meeting after the public hearing to discuss whether or not they wanted to move the bill forward out of committee and send it for a vote on the House floor. And when we first got there in the morning, they convened the meeting, but they immediately adjourned. And we believe that was because they didn't have the votes they needed to pass the bill yesterday morning. So they adjourned the meeting four times. They came back and immediately adjourned four times because they were working on strong-arming specific legislators to flip their votes in our favor, and they were successful in doing so. So they made us sit there a whole day again. We were there from 10 to 4 again. We had over 1,000 people come in. Almost 1,500 people showed up again to oppose the passage of this bill. Our legislative record kind of turned out to be gold yesterday. We had a lot of legislators talking about how the data that was used to push forth this legislation in Connecticut was extremely flawed and erroneous. Mm-hmm. We had legislators admitting that they knew vaccines were not safe or effective in all cases. We had legislators admitting that they knew vaccines caused autoimmune issues, so they were willing to carve out an amendment to the law to allow for medical exemptions to be expanded for autoimmune issues, and then they turned around and voted for it to go forward out of committee anyway. So it was upsetting, not entirely surprising, and everybody reacted accordingly.
Yeah, we're seeing this article here. Public Health Committee passes bill to remove religious exemptions for vaccination. Again, despite all of this, which means I think you can follow the monetary trail or the arm twisting. What have I said over the years here? The only way you can push back ultimately is like what we saw in New Jersey, an overwhelming amount of, I would say, force. I mean, it wasn't violent force, but I mean, it was like loud and rowdy, and people were like, we will not be ignored. It has to be enough to overwhelm, in a sense, their fear or their thought that you don't have the votes to unseat them, or whatever the other legislators have on the votes that they changed, the people who voted for the change, what kind of stuff do they have that's unbecoming that they don't want you to know about? It's like, what do you got on me, or do I think you'll vote me out? That can overwhelm all of the money. So what kind of investigations are going on in terms of the votes that you had that you lost, and who was it that strong-armed? What kind of money, pharma money, is coming in there to reveal it and show them to be the pharmaceutical stooges that they are?
So that's a really, those are all really great questions, actually. We've been doing a lot of investigating for the past year since we were told last legislative session in Connecticut that this initiative would pop its ugly head up again this year. And they were right. They did not lie. They told us it was coming back, and it did. We discovered that there's a man in Connecticut named John Pescatella, and he is involved deeply in the bioscience industry and initiatives, not just in Connecticut, but all over the country. He also happens to be affiliated with Shipman and Goodwin, a very prestigious law firm here in Connecticut that our House Majority Leader also is employed at. Shipman and Goodwin has their claws in everything. They're representing some of the school districts and things like that. They're all about health information technology. After the record-breaking hearing that we had, this man, John Pescatella, came in and actually was the last person to testify after, you know, hundreds of families came in to oppose this bill. They allowed him to just waltz right in at the end of the day at 8 o'clock in the morning and give his 3 minutes of testimony and walk out like nothing had happened. Him and several other people, including our chairman of our public health committee, for example, Jonathan Steinberg, in my opinion, has a severe conflict of interest. He is also on the Bioscience Caucus here in Connecticut. And the Bioscience Caucus, their entire initiative is to court pharmaceutical companies to take home here in Connecticut and set up shop here. So for him to be the chairman of our public health committee that's initiating legislation that would open a mandatory medical market to our children seems to me like a great deal of a conflict of interest that would require a warrant, a recusal of a vote. Instead, he strong-armed 3 Democratic legislators that we really thought we had the votes of on, and we've been working with, you know, Mike D'Amico, Robin Comey, and Henry Jenga. They were all what we thought were on our side. We know that Robin Comey has a religious exemption for her own child, and they swayed her with a grandfather clause and the promise of expanding a medical exemption. Every reason that all the legislators gave right before they voted against us to not vote this bill forward and then still vote against us seemed to be very confusing. Robin Comey was in tears as she was explaining her vote and why she was voting for this bill. So we have a feeling there was a great deal of intimidation going on. We've submitted countless FOIA requests. We're finding out more and more information as the days go by, but it really appears that there's a big stranglehold with pharma in the state of Connecticut.
They don't want to lose Connecticut like they didn't win New Jersey this time of all places, so they're increasingly going to use draconian methods in this committee that was just they just passed the bill out. It was 14-11, and if you look here, it says no Republicans voted in favor of the bill, and 2 Democrats even voted against it, which is again chinking the so-called armor of 100% Democrats being on the side. We talked about Jamel Hawley in New Jersey coming out very aggressively against this idea of violating religious liberty, so that it isn't 100% Democrat. But we're still dealing with a party, Democrat Party, at this point that is more beholden to pharmaceutical interest any day of the week right now on this topic than the Republicans. And, you know, say what you will, whether you hate or love Republicans or Democrats, the reality is right now this has become a political divide, a political issue. Shouldn't be. It should be about standing together as Americans for religious liberty, religious freedom. And we are too quick to dismiss religious freedom in this case. Because you're frightened, you're scared. And it's like, what is it that's scaring the folks? It is not a natural scare. It's an artificial scare propagandized into existence by pharmaceutical interests and the purchasing of our government agencies, much less those who are voted into office now at the state level making these mandates happen.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It also appears that our Department of Public Health engaged in some serious data manipulation to imply that there was a public health threat and looming above us that really didn't exist. We threw a press conference, right before the Public Health Committee meeting yesterday to explain to the public that we had discovered this data was erroneous. We had independent statisticians and data analysis going through this information, including Rita Palma's niece. She was very helpful in that. And that was a big topic of discussion in the Public Health Committee hearing yesterday. They all knew that the data was a little bit flawed, and in fact they introduced an amendment to clean up how the data is collected to come about proper data in the future. So in the same breath they admitted the whole thing was based on a lie and then introduced an amendment and promised everybody who voted for it that it was going to magically get better when they got it to the floor, which we all know is untrue.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen that way. Ever. Anytime you overturn a fundamental right that is held by the people, not because it's granted by government, but given to us by God, that a government would operate against that fundamental freedom that is enshrined in the First Amendment. It doesn't grant us the right of freedom of religion, but that it would be dismissed out of hand as an inconvenience to achieve, some would say a political goal, I would say an economic goal, in this case, because what this is a transfer of money and power to the pharmaceutical industrial complex or pharmaceutical church to mandate against the will of the people in Connecticut, in this case, who do not believe that it is vital and necessary, as the government is claiming, based on an emergency that doesn't even exist.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, we tried to demonstrate that as well. We gave compliment to the DPH that last year we had a huge outbreak in New York, basically knocking on our door right here in Connecticut. And our DPH employed every tactic that they had in their book. They did a robust community outreach campaign. They issued quarantine orders for people who were diagnosed with measles, and they were able to stop the measles outbreak at a total of 4 in Connecticut with the big outbreak in New York knocking at our door. And so we were able to demonstrate that there was no need for this legislation based on what had just happened last year. And the tenor of the conversation turned out to be that, no, we don't have a public health emergency, but we're trying to prevent one, is mm-hmm. their excuse. And they, every time we talk about religious or constitutional freedoms to education or freedom of religion, they automatically cite cases that have nothing to do with this and say, your freedoms don't matter when you're putting the public health at risk. So it was the endless, I call it the pivot of death. It was just constantly pivoting the argument, and it was pretty frustrating, for sure.
This is something that I wish people would pay attention to regarding these emergency declarations. The emergency leads to necessity. Necessity knows no law. It runs roughshod over rights. And the excuse is given that we're all going to die if we don't do this, even if it's nonsense and it's not validated, and it isn't in any scientific circle. But again, science doesn't matter because these are religious beliefs in vaccination and sacrament. In challenging our views that differ from theirs, the official state religion in America, despite the prohibition on it in the First Amendment, is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. The sacrament in that church is vaccination, vaccinology. And they, you know, say, look, you have to be in this religion. And until we start pushing back with that kind of phraseology and exposing these people for the criminals that they are and accepting money to force one religious view over another in violation of our founding documents, let's go back into a Judeo-Christian basis and say the Ten Commandments. God laid down the Ten Commandments and said, follow these commandments unless it's an emergency. Then chunk them because they don't work. No, of course, the idea of these commandments are to help us navigate emergencies in the same way our immune system operates in defense of its strength and vitality, not via having to combat toxic, poisonous injections.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get all of these things, I can push back on the science, but they don't want to hear the science either. Leanne, so what is the strategy? What other strategic things that you can do in Connecticut that they succeeded a little bit in New Jersey, failed in New York, failed in California, failed in Maine, although there's a vote, I think, on March 3rd in Maine to hopefully overturn the mandate.
For sure. Yeah. So last year we had an informational session in our Connecticut state legislature, and that was my biggest question, that this is a religious freedom. The legislature is using medical terms or medical threats, if you will, to imply that this religious freedom needed to be curbed. So it was very important to me in order to incorporate into my speech how the science affects the religious beliefs. And I do have a couple words here if you'd like me to read.
Yeah, I would. Like, yes.
So I have the First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion. It forbids Congress from both promoting one religion over others, and it also guarantees the free exercise of an individual's religious practices. So does the Connecticut State Constitution. The infant drug program, commonly known as the vaccine program, is a religion, and mandates are the equivalent to forcing a religion on those with different beliefs.
Yes.
With infant drugs, one must believe that the drug or vaccine is safe, effective, and necessary as they are told by their priests or doctors, who are given their instruction by the CDC, the church leaders, who are governed by the pharmaceutical industry, the church. And if anyone challenges the orthodoxy, they are excommunicated or wakefielded. One must have faith that the vaccine will protect their child or themselves from a disease in order to participate in the vaccination ritual. One must pray that their child does not become injured or die from the vaccine. And one must be willing to risk an adverse event or sacrifice their child so that other children children will supposedly be protected from infection. Those who believe in vaccination accept the risk for their child according to their beliefs. I do not share the belief in vaccination. Either side is a leap of faith, and I do not consent to participate in a forced religion. And that was my way in my speech last year of kind of incorporating the two. This is all a church. It's all a belief system, the religion of vaccinia that we all must worship in order to take part in the public education system. It's being held hostage over this, and it's really essentially the same thing as forcing a religion on other people with different beliefs.
Leanne Ducat, is this available, what you just read to us online? I'd love for people to...
Certainly, I can go ahead and post it somewhere, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would love to see that, if you can get that to Super Don somehow, because I want people to get a sense of exactly what you said. The only thing that I marginally disagree with was at the end where you said they're both a leap of faith. I disagree with that. I think those who don't adopt the vaccine religion don't do it based on faith. They do it based on a knowingness of what's wrong with injecting this stuff, and also are taking active steps to protect their children via mechanisms and means operating within nature and nature's God, the laws of nature, which our founders understood when they talked about nature and nature's God. And so
and
we are,
agree
go
with
ahead.
That.
Yeah, and I have a sense that you would. I just wanted to acknowledge that that is a distinction that I would make, that they're the ones that are operating under a cult-like devotion and faith belief system, that these sacraments, these injections would protect them. Yet recognizing that they can sacrifice and kill some, but they say, hey, thanks for taking one for the team. And I'm like,
Go ahead. I think what it boils down to, and I said this in my testimony in the 21-hour hearing, is as far as vaccine mandates are concerned, either you believe that vaccines are 100% safe and effective, so you feel vaccine mandates are safe for everyone, or you believe that my child is acceptable collateral damage, and that just doesn't work for me.
No, not at all. And I've argued that even if they were proven to be 100% safe and effective, there is still no authority that was granted to our government via the Constitution, states and people inclusive, that gives or grants them the power to force us to accept a medical intervention. Even
Absolutely.
If it were safe and effective, it doesn't matter. The violation, the fundamental violation, it stops, right? Where does it stop? At the level of my skin, at the level of my kid's skin. You don't get to penetrate my kids or me or my wife. And this is, you know, why I've talked about the controversy of calling it medical rape. Some people are offended.
I do it all the time. I call it forced penetration by needle, and I've really offended a lot of people by that. It's forced penetration by needle, and there's nothing short of that.
Leanne, you are so on. You are so on. Leanne Ducat, Informed Choice Connecticut, doing incredible work here. I apologize for the levels are a little low. Your microphone, I've cranked it up all the way up. And
I'm so sorry.
We didn't get to test in advance. That's why we got you flying in the midst of the show. So we're making it happen. But, Leanne, you are just, like I said, on fire. That's why it looks like there's an orange glow to your screen right now. It's like there must be a fire somewhere near. Is anything burning? Is everything okay?
In my heart, there's a fire in my heart, and it's not going away until this initiative stops. I'm trying to protect not only my son, but anybody else's that I can. You know, this is an awful initiative, and I think we're going to make history. I really do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is confident that the money he's raised has put him in a great position to win on Super Tuesday.
Well, all I can say is we have won the popular vote. in Iowa. We won the New Hampshire primary. We won the Nevada caucus. We lost last night. We're looking forward to Super Tuesday. I think we got a great chance to win in California, in Texas, in Massachusetts, and a number of states around the country.
As each of the candidates make the rounds on the Sunday talk shows, Bernie Sanders was on Face the Nation, where he said if he wins the nomination, he's got enough to beat President Trump.
Right now, we are confident, based on the fundraising that we are doing, is that we can beat Trump.
Super Tuesday is likely to be pivotal for a number of the Democrats still in the race. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are there others that share your beliefs in Connecticut that you've aligned with through Informed Choice Connecticut that are joining with you that are going to create even more of a ruckus than we saw in New Jersey?
Certainly. There are other health freedom groups in our state, and we are all in constant communication. Everybody has kind of their own way of skinning this cat, and there's 600 ways to skin the cat. So they're taking 200, I'm taking 200, and the other groups are taking 200, and we're just really kind of trying to hit this from every angle. And I truly believe that even if the state of Connecticut does lose their exemptions, that it's not because we didn't do something or did something incorrectly. We have tried every single possible approach to this, mm-hmm. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, corruption won yesterday.
Well, and this to me is more evidence of the delegitimization of government on just about every level. But certainly, you know, as we get closer and closer to home on the state and local levels, that this is happening shows you just like that. Corruption wins. In other words, there is no concern for the Constitution at all. It is phenomenally and fundamentally a government of the corporation, by the corporation, for the corporation. And, of course, in this case, the pharmaceutical industry has become that de facto religion in violation, as we've talked about, of the First Amendment here, which doesn't grant us a right of freedom of religion, acknowledges that right that pre-exists government, that government should not violate, the very thing that they're doing with these pharmaceutical vaccine mandates.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really am. It's a breath of fresh air to hear that all the other freedom fighters across the country are kind of watching what's going on in every state. And I just saw that Rita Palma popped on here as well. And super thanks to her and her support from the state of New York. We learned a lot from what was going on in New York. We took pages right out of their book so that we could help mobilize our communities. Rita has come down to almost every event to support us. In fact, she took one for the team yesterday. And I don't want to
talk about that.
She did get some charges yesterday. But we are so grateful to everyone's support, and we will keep everybody posted as much as we can. I'll send that right over to you, too, as well, Super Don.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Leanne Ducat, amazing, amazing. You get it, you got it, and there are people that are writing. I'm studying what Leanne's doing so we can duplicate it in Illinois and elsewhere. We all must learn from each other, the failures and the successes, and ultimately recognize that we should not put faith in government. Our founders warned us against doing that. We must not allow them to violate our fundamental faith in our belief system that differs from the state-sanctioned religion, which there isn't supposed to be one.
I know. One of our biggest proponents here in Connecticut, she refuses to answer questions about religion because she believes in a separation of church and state, but she's one of the biggest proponents of removing the religious exemption, which is a little ironic.
Isn't that weird? Well, I've argued for a religion, let me just say it this way. I argued for a separation of medicine and state.
Separate pharma and state. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So we got some work to do. Leanne, I hope that you'll come back at another time because you got this issue. I can see it in your DNA. The fire is lit. So I thank you for all that you're doing, and I appreciate you being here, and I hope you can come back on anytime, okay?
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. That's Leanne Ducat, Informed Choice Connecticut. Links are up in the show notes. I can see the video. The comments are coming in. I appreciate all of those comments. They're looking good. And there's the link in the show notes to Informed Choice Connecticut, Informed Choice Connecticut. And we've talked about the Public Health Committee passing it out despite the overwhelming opposition. And they're all being revealed for the scoundrels that they are now. It's a different time. And we're starting to play offense, not defense. We've got Rita Palma scheduled to join us in just a couple of minutes here. Super Don, is there any comment or question coming through that we should cover before we go to break at top of the hour here?
You know, this is, people are just really enjoying this. And this is something we really, I love it when we get people like Leanne on and Rita on and the other people that we've gotten on the show from these individual groups from different states, because that's how everybody learns how to do this, right? You see a success or you see, whatever, happens in the fight that's going on, regardless what state it is. And that is what energizes people in other states to go, hey, we can do that too, right? Mm-hmm. And so I love it when we get people like Leanne on because
she's terrific. Yeah,
she is something else. Yeah, you can tell. Don't mess with Leanne. Don't mess with any of these moms. It's like I always say, whoever came up with the genius idea to go after the moms in this thing, whoever, that person has got to be just sitting in the corner going, what the hell have I done here? It was just the dumbest thing they could have done.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue to urge their dumbness on because it'll ultimately be their demise. So keep attacking moms and dads and families and religion, and eventually you will fail. I know you've woken the sleeping giant. You have some victories to show for it, but now the pushback is on, and it's not going away, y'all. So I'm hearing there's 4 hours of audio of that on the South Dakota bill, and some people are saying that the measles fear is still the one thing that's causing people to go, oh, well, I didn't think about that. So people are still freaking out about measles. We've still got our work cut out for us to let them know about the benign childhood infection that it is and how helpful it is to actually acquire it and manifest it to develop a stronger immune system, a stronger liver, etc. But that's not that's still a ways away in the mainstream media for sure.
Yeah, well, if I have time, I'll try and grab maybe something from that. We can get a kind of a peek at what it was that was happening in that hearing. And also, I'm going to see if I can get a hold of somebody, maybe from a health freedom organization in South Dakota that was a part of that. It'd be kind of cool to get a kind of a debriefing on what happened there. So if anybody in the chat room happens to know, or if you're in South Dakota and you're familiar with the organization there, shoot me a message.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if we'll get you guys represented tomorrow.
All right. So let's go to Wisconsin, right? Little cheeseheads for you. They're doing good work there on the health freedom bill. Of course, Roseanne Lindsay and the National Health Freedom group doing a lot of work there. To the governor, Wisconsin's bill would set states to expand health care freedom. This is an actual article from the 10th Amendment Center, our buddy Michael Meharry. Mike. And this was published just a few days ago out of Madison. And it talked about that this Wisconsin Senate had given final approval a few days ago to a bill that would facilitate health care freedom outside of government insurance regulatory schemes. Representative Joe Sanfilippo, Republican out of New Berlin, and a large coalition of Republican co-sponsors introduced Assembly Bill 26. In February, the legislation specifies that the direct primary care agreements, sometimes called medical retainer agreements, do not constitute insurance, thereby freeing doctors from the onerous requirements and regulation under the state insurance code. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the ability to contract with a doctor directly on a retainer basis to say, hey, I want you to, you know, be on call or on board with me, and here's the list of stuff you get for having me on retainer, the doctor says. And unfortunately, for a lot of folks who have done this, they try to say, no, that's still an insurance agreement. And so far, based on that, you need to comply with the Obamacare mandates, which have become toothless a little bit because there's no fine for not participating. But those doctors who are licensed, who do not comply with the paperwork and all the other coverage scenarios, can be threatened with loss of license. They could be fined, even though you couldn't, well, for not participating in Obamacare anymore. So this idea in Wisconsin is to say, hey, you know, if you got these retainer scenario relationships with doctors, they no longer have to go through all the bureaucratic garbage that insurance schemes, whether it be Obamacare or Obamacare Lite, require a mandate that make it so untenable and unaffordable to interact with a doctor. Let's see what else it says in this bill. Mike writes about the bill also includes provisions defining direct primary care agreements and establishing modest requirements. It passed by a 61-36 vote. It now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. According to the Michigan Capital Confidential, by removing third parties from the equation, medical retainer agreements help both physicians and patients minimize cost. Jack Spencer writes, under medical retainer agreements, patients make monthly payments to a physician who in return agrees to provide a menu of routine services at no extra charge. Because no insurance company stands between patient and doctor, the hassles and expense of the bureaucratic red tape are eliminated, which have resulted in dramatic cost reductions, routine primary care services, and the bureaucracy required to reimburse them. Our estimated they consume 40 cents out of every dollar spent on insurance policies, so lower premiums for a given amount of coverage are another potential benefit. And Superdon, do you remember years ago I was talking about investigating hospital bursts? Again, this is going back 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I it's like that. You've told the story a couple times.
How much does it cost to have a baby in your hospital? And they said it was like, at the time, this is 20 years ago, $12,000. I'm like, well, what if I pay cash? Oh, well, cash? $3,000. But what if it's like an emergency C-section? It's not a regular birth. Still just $3,000. If you're paying cash, yeah, $3,000. So that's 25%, if I do the math right, of the, you know, again, it's probably more now all these years later. But the point of this is, for those that want more government intervention to reduce health care costs, I don't know if you have a brain cell that works if you still want more government intervention. When you remove the bureaucracy and the interference, look what happens to the cost as 40 cents out of every dollar is removed from the equation. Do you think that some money saving is going on? And that's what they're finding out with this Wisconsin bill.
Well, good for Wisconsin.
That's all you got. Good for Wisconsin.
That's all I got. That's all I got. But, you know, it's great. And kudos to Mike Meharry and the folks and Michael Bolden and the folks over at 10th Amendment Center for jumping on some of this great health freedom stuff, because we learn a lot from these guys. And a hat tip to Michael Bolden, too. He's kind of like one of the unbilled producers of this show sometimes, because he comes across some great legislation that I would have never known anything about had it not been for him.
I think he's intimidated by you because he won't come on the show. Because it's certainly not me. I mean, I wouldn't intimidate him or anybody.
No, he actually has a life, is what it is. And he, like, goes out and does really cool stuff.
With avocado cheese toast.
And, goes out and sees the sights and has a good time. I have a lot of fun watching the stuff that he does on his Facebook page.
Even more fun when we get to hang out with him and do it with him. Anyway.
That's true.
Mike continues, Mike Mary continues, and y'all, it's linked up in the show notes, and I hope you're all signed up to be supporters of the 10th Amendment Center. Even while controlling both houses of Congress, the Republicans never did repeal Obamacare, and if they had passed one of their bills, the changes to the ACA proposed by the GOP would have arguably made things worse. Even with the penalty for not buying health insurance repealed by the Republican tax plan, all other Obamacare rules and regulations remain in place. Regardless, state action could help completely bring down the Affordable Care Act or any national health care plan the Congress comes up with in the future. And, you know, that's the point that I've made over the years. It's like you might be, Obamacare sucked, right? Okay, you agree. Does that mean I'm, like, all in with the Republicans and their health care plans? No, because they really don't have one. They haven't had one.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super D, what are we left with today on the Robert Scott Bell Show here as I just kind of ramble on?
That pretty much wraps things up, except just again a reminder that you now have the ability to watch Vaxxed 2. Mm-hmm. If you happen to have a Roku unit, apparently they've got a Roku channel. And a way to be able to stream it on your Roku, but in the event that you don't, you can just jump right on there with your computer, and you just head over to vaxxed2.com, and I was checking it out earlier today, and I think you can rent it for a week, or you can just buy the movie altogether digitally, and keep that and stuff. So it is now available online, so go check that out if you haven't seen it yet. I actually have not seen it yet.
I have it right here.
I need to go see it. You've got it right there.
In my never nicotine stained fingers.
Well, there you go.
Vax to the people's truth. And
you've got the DVD. Huh?
So what's so amazing about this, as I said a number of times before when I witnessed it as well firsthand, the evolution, the unknown discovery, right, when they were reporting for the first movie, on people who were injured by the MMR. And then they kept getting stories of every vaccine creating damage, injury, and even death. And then as they continued on with their interviews on the Vax bus around the country, more and more families came in and said, my first child, my second child, they were injured by vaccines. We had more children, and we finally figured it out, and we didn't vaccinate our next kids. And these kids are growing up with no chronic diseases, no ailments, no illnesses, no ear infections. And that is the hopeful, but good news, the great news, as I've witnessed throughout my career as a homeopath since I was woke up to these issues, to find out the healthiest kids are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And they can't hide that, and that's what they want to hide. That's why they don't want retrospective studies on vax versus unvax, because it shows the healthier kids, the healthiest kids.
Well,
are the
ones. That way they just keep it anecdotal, right?
Right.
You know, just anecdotal evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Which they love, by the way, when it supports supports what they're saying. But
exactly.
Yes, sir. So, great show today. Had one quick question. I think I saw somebody on Facebook Live And this was back when we were talking about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly says, I wonder how the silver would do against coronavirus.
Well, the bioactive form of silver is the ion. That's the preponderance of the contents of the bioactive silver hydrosol. We get sovereign silver argentin 23. And it's virus static. That is, it interacts with every and any virus and stops it from replicating, which renders it basically null and void. But as I said, I'm not buying the coronavirus as cause of all of this stuff, because if it takes PCR to find it, it cannot, by definition, be the cause. Unless you change the definition of causation, just the mere presence of a virus, even one particle, causes death, which is not true. The way viruses become problematic is they, you know, replicate hundreds of millions of little copies by spewing out of your cells and borrowing your DNA to do that. Nobody has shown me the test that said, yep, we found millions of replicant copies actively replicating in the blood of a so-called SARS victim, modern-day SARS victim. It's just not happened. And until it does, I'm going to be questioning it, pushing back on all y'all that go, yep, it's the coronavirus. Till then, you know, good, prove it, dude. I'm open-minded enough that if you show me, hey, this is the test, this is what they did, look at all of that, it's in every one of them, or 9 out of 10 of them at least. Okay, that hasn't happened, folks. That's not just me saying, it just hasn't happened. So, let's see, Bolden was talking about birthing, Business of Being Born by Ricky Lake. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if that went into, I don't even remember all the details of that one, but yeah, big business in making birth, childbirth a disease, going through hospitals. And I would say, you know, I recognize that there are a lot of people who are chronically ill and barely able to have children, and that makes it a high risk, that pregnancy, much less childbirth. But overall, we shouldn't be looking at childbirth as a disease. That's just wrong. That's backwards. That's expecting something that doesn't need to happen. All right, what else we got? No, I think we're out of time.
We have hit the UK Health Radio border here.
Okay, so if you guys have questions or comments, I'm willing to stick around a little extra for you today. And let me know. Push back on anything I've said if I'm wrong. I want to hear it, but I'm not. And until I am, I'm not going to say I am, because I'm not on the coronavirus stuff. But protect yourself. Do the selenium. Do the silver. And you can do other things as well. Beta-glucan. Modulate your immune system. All right?
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.